Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Techniques for Data Analysis. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques for BI in the Business Intelligence for Financial Services Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore various data analysis techniques, including descriptive, predictive, and prescriptive analytics. We will also discuss how to choose the right analysis technique for specific financial tasks and provide practical examples of these techniques in action within the financial services sector. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply these techniques to derive meaningful insights from financial data, enhancing your decision-making capabilities. Main content: descriptive, predictive, and prescriptive analytics. Data analysis encompasses three primary techniques: descriptive, predictive, and prescriptive analytics. Descriptive analytics focuses on summarizing historical data to understand what has happened in the past. It involves analyzing trends and patterns from data sets, such as sales numbers or customer behaviors, helping businesses identify areas of strength and opportunity. For example, a financial services firm might analyze the past 5 years of client transaction data to identify trends in spending behavior. Predictive analytics, on the other hand, uses historical data to make forecasts about future events. By applying statistical algorithms and machine learning techniques, businesses can predict outcomes based on past behaviors. For instance, a financial institution might use predictive analytics to forecast loan defaults by analyzing the credit history and financial behaviors of previous borrowers. Finally, prescriptive analytics goes a step further by not only predicting future outcomes but also suggesting actions to achieve desired results. This involves optimization techniques and scenario analysis. In a financial context, a firm might use prescriptive analytics to recommend investment strategies based on projected market conditions and risk assessments. Understanding the differences between these analytics techniques allows you to select the appropriate one for your specific needs. Choosing the right analysis technique for the task. Selecting the right analysis technique is crucial for obtaining actionable insights. The choice often depends on the specific questions you aim to answer and the type of data you have available. When faced with a problem, start by defining your objective. Are you looking to understand historical performance, descriptive, predict future trends, predictive, or determine the best course of action, prescriptive? For instance, if you are assessing customer satisfaction based on survey data, descriptive analytics will give you a clear snapshot of satisfaction levels. However, if you want to predict future customer retention rates, predictive analytics will be your go-to approach. Moreover, consider the quality and type of data at your disposal. If your data is mostly historical and structured, descriptive analytics may be the easiest to implement. However, if you're dealing with large datasets that include unstructured data, such as social media feedback, predictive and prescriptive techniques may be more beneficial, albeit more complex. Examples of application in finance. Let's consider practical applications of these techniques in the financial services industry. Descriptive analytics example: a bank analyzes its transaction data to identify peak spending periods. They find that most transactions occur during the holiday season, which allows them to adjust their marketing strategies accordingly, promoting special offers during these times to increase engagement. Predictive analytics example: a credit card company uses predictive analytics to assess which customers are likely to utilize a new rewards program. By analyzing past purchasing behaviors and engagement levels, they develop targeted campaigns that are more likely to attract these customers, improving program adoption rates. Prescriptive analytics example: an investment firm employs prescriptive analytics to optimize its portfolio allocations. By simulating various market conditions and assessing risk levels, the firm can recommend specific asset allocations that maximize returns while minimizing risk, tailored to individual client profiles. Descriptive analytics in risk management: a financial institution might conduct descriptive analytics to review historical loss data to understand the frequency and severity of different types of risk events. This helps the firm to establish risk thresholds and improve risk mitigation strategies. Predictive analytics for credit scoring: a lending organization may utilize predictive analytics to refine its credit scoring models. By analyzing various customer data points, such as income levels and payment histories, the organization can better predict the likelihood of loan repayment, thus minimizing defaults. These examples illustrate how effectively applying data analysis techniques can lead to improved decision-making and enhanced financial performance. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the three main techniques for data analysis: descriptive, predictive, and prescriptive analytics. Understanding these methods enables you to derive valuable insights from financial data, guiding your decision-making processes. Remember to choose the right technique based on your specific objectives and available data. This knowledge will empower you to apply analysis techniques effectively in your role, advancing your career in financial services. Reflection questions: how can you apply descriptive analytics to improve your understanding of client behavior in your financial services role? In what scenarios would predictive analytics be more useful than descriptive analytics in your current position? How might prescriptive analytics influence your decision-making process when determining investment strategies?